sim, 55. Não, 22.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. The slow wheels of accountability in Brazil have finally dislodged President Dilma Rousseff from power. The vote wasn't even close, 55 to 22. There are a range of charges, but central to these proceedings is the accusation that the president borrowed from state banks to cover up large budget deficits in the Treasury. Rousseff will be suspended for up to 6 months and replaced by her former ally, Vice President Michel Temer. Joining me now is Bruce Douglas, Brazil correspondent for Latin American newsletters. Bruce, what does suspension mean?
So this means the president is now removed from power for a period of up to 180 days. She's expected to address the nation later today, and then she will be removed from power while Michel Temer, her vice president, takes over. He's expected to nominate his cabinet today, and he will, to all intents and purposes, be president until the Senate makes a final decision on whether or not to remove Dilma Rousseff.
So the suspension still leaves the question of permanent removal up in the air, is what you're saying?
Yes, this is not the end of the process. There is little speculation that Dilma Rousseff is going to resign, even though some of the opposition are now calling for her to do just that. She has given all indication that she is going to fight to the very end of this process. So we could see months of instability ahead. There is a possibility that she may even attempt to form some kind of parallel government with close allies to respond to all the moves that the government by Michel Temer makes.
Temer is in the same party as Rousseff, yes?
No, they were in the same government, but he's actually from a different party. And he's going to be pursuing policies which are very different, it looks like, from those of Dilma Rousseff. Dilma Rousseff was from the Workers' Party, as was her predecessor, Lula da Silva. They helped to drag millions of people out of poverty and bolstered Brazil's middle classes. But many of their efforts were via state benefits, and Michel Temer has promised to curtail some of those benefits in order to tackle Brazil's budget deficit. And he's also keen to privatize a lot of Brazil's infrastructure. So his government promises to be quite a radical departure from that of Dilma Rousseff.
Can he effectively rule? He's a minority party, right?
This is the million-dollar question. The question is whether all those people, the majority who voted for Dilma Rousseff to be suspended, the question is whether they will support Michel Temer. And at the moment, it looks like he's going to get a fair win from the media that here in Brazil is remarkably hostile to Rousseff. But the question is whether these politicians will support his policies, particularly if he embarks on controversial measures such as tax raising or limiting government spending, which he may have to do to address Brazil's serious economic issues.
Is the Senate now going to conduct a full-scale public trial of Rousseff, and will all of the charges be aired in a very public and, I presume, very ugly way?
Yes, they will be, but this process has been going on for a long time. We've already had sessions on Dilma Rousseff's impeachment in Congress and in the Senate. So this process will continue, but it will be, of course, a significant trial. It will be something which gradually, I suspect, loses the attention and focus of Brazil's public and its media, while they focus more, perhaps, on the Temer government. Now, the legal question that Dilma Rousseff is being tried over may also become secondary to the political pressures against her. And it's possible that this trial, actually, the legal basis, may be secondary to the political pressure that is building against her.
Bruce Douglas, Brazil correspondent for Latin American newsletters. He spoke with us from Rio de Janeiro. Bruce, thanks so much.
Thank you.